You're hearing an interview feature from Echoes, the nightly music soundscape heard on stations across the U.S. and online at echoes.org.
Now there, I would probably certainly not want you to hear the guitar.
In a decommissioned church in Brooklyn, I'm confronted by an assemblage of instruments arrayed along a constructed wall about 25 feet long and 12 feet high. There are drums, guitars, marimba,
basically,
vibes, piano, and more. Standing in the middle is guitarist Pat Metheny.
You can hear that I'm playing the guitar, but the marimba is playing.
In a mix of antique concepts and computer technology, Metheny has designed his own orchestrion.
Orchestrions were essentially the instruments that followed the player piano in sophistication, meaning that besides there being just a piano, there was often a drum or two, a couple cymbals, maybe a xylophone, you know, various other instruments tethered to the piano roll mechanism. And those were called orchestrions. It was sort of the first time that a composer or a performer could offer their music without actually being in the room.
Pat Metheny's orchestrion is different. It's bigger, has more instruments, and is triggered by a combination of computers and Metheny's guitar. As he picks up his instrument and strums it, he's joined by this phantom ensemble of live instruments, but no musicians. Pat Metheny says creating an orchestrion is something he's wanted to do since he was a child in Missouri, messing around with his grandfather's player piano.
So I was only like 8. You know, cousin Tommy would pump one pedal and I would pump the other, and we would just, you know, try every role there was.
He saw his first orchestrion a little later.
There was a pizza parlor in Kansas City that had one. And I remember saying, wow, a bass drum and a cymbal. It was like, and I remember thinking even then, like, well, why couldn't it go, you know, some hip cymbal patterns? Why does it have to just go, shh?
On his album Orchestrion, Pat Metheny makes it do a lot more than that. While the original orchestrions were mechanical and played music that was kind of corny, Pat Metheny sounds like the Pat Metheny Group. David Oakes is Metheny's longtime technical engineer.
I was outside the room and I heard music playing and I was like, I knew it was with Pat, and but I couldn't think of what record it was from. And so I walk in to hear what record it is, and it's all the instruments playing. And it actually sounded like real people all of a sudden.
Pat Metheny's orchestrion isn't like the ones you'll hear in a carnival or even the grand versions you'll find in Europe. He's got guitars that are strummed, electric basses that are plucked, and full sets of marimba and vibes. Along a set of shelves are arrayed jugs filled to different levels with water. This is Pat Metheny's organ. He picks up a Coke bottle.
It's exactly this. It's basically a robot that's on cue, blowing air. Across the bottle.
Grabbing his guitar, Metheny triggers his jug band organ.
One thing that I needed was to get all the way down to the lowest notes.
Some of the instruments seem clunkier than others. A set of 4 metal rods are strung with 1 guitar string each and are triggered by a system of pulleys that slide up and down as they double Metheny's guitar notes.
It's kind of like a sitar almost, in that it's moving vertically up and down.
It sounds a lot better when it's mixed in with a full orchestrion ensemble. Well, there you could get a similar, even more sophisticated effect using computers and samplers. With Pat Metheny's Orchestrion, all the sounds are happening live before your ears. But it's still difficult to determine what's being triggered by Metheny and what's just in the computer program. After a demonstration, Metheny tries to explain.
I was triggering the marimba, I was triggering the guitar bot, when the melodies were doubled. 85% of it at one time or another was played on the guitar. So I could have played this part or played that part or played this part on from the guitar at this moment or that moment. It's sort of a decision of like, well, what's the most effective way today to do this?
If you listen closely to the Orchestrion, you'll hear that it's not live musicians playing. They don't have the nuance of a Lyle Mays, Jack DeJohnette, Steve Rodby, or any of the extraordinary musicians with whom Metheny has played. But Pat Metheny insists he isn't out to replace his band. For one, it's too expensive.
This is probably the most difficult touring thing we will have ever done. And I mean, you know, one of the, you know, the jokey things is, oh, wow, you know, it's going to be just you. You know, you're going to save all that money on hotel rooms and all that. It's like, man, you know, this is the most expensive presentation I've ever done by a considerable margin. I mean, you know, I'll be happy to break even on this whole deal.
But he says it's deeper than that.
This is a direct imprint of how I hear things, not only in terms of the guitar, but compositionally, the way the instruments are played together. This is sort of like a look into my brain in a way.
You can hear Pat Metheny's mechanical orchestra to full effect on his album Orchestrion on Nonesuch Records. He'll be touring America with it in the spring. I hope you've enjoyed this production of Echoes. To hear more features and music like this, sign up for Echoes Online, our 24-hour on-demand music soundscape service. It's at echoes.org. That's Echoes, echoes.org. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.